Everything. Just because you have an idea, it belongs to you. You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dumb MFS.
Push him right to the edge. Don't jive me.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm gonna show you what I do best.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Mr. Chairman, one of my brothers, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I feel very honored, it's an honor to me to be able to come back to the Militant Labor Forum again this evening. It's my third time here. I was just telling my brother up here that probably tomorrow morning the press will try and make it appear that this little chat that we're having here this evening took place in Beijing or someplace else. They have a tendency to discolor things in that way to try and make people not place the proper importance upon what they hear, especially when they're hearing it nowadays from persons whom they can't control, or as my brother has just pointed out, persons whom they consider irresponsible.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to treat like I do. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Kunta Kinte.
No, that's your African name. Musta give you a new name. Musta say, you name, Tobit.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Flip up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Kicking the old school, man.
and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You know I want you to wash my clothes. I got to have you to keep and hold. Yes, I want your money too. If I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you. You know I want you to cook my bread. I got to have you to make my bed. Yes, I'll tell you what to do if I'm gonna give my you to you.
second cousin, Little John McCormick.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes, like this evening, educational radio. First off, let me thank our executive board for renewing my sound collage here in our same Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. time slot. Yes, thanks so much, Zoe, Ella, Sam, Jordan, Julia, Amanda, Andrew, who's our scheduling coordinator, he had his hands on this, and all the rest of the WMFO exec and select boards. So this evening, we are celebrating Black History Month, Tears of the Gods style, with a quindruple feature lineup of African Americans. Our headliner is Willie Dixon. And we're also going to be hearing from Malcolm X, African-American freedom fighter. Also in the mix as a featured artist is Miles Davis and Jimi Hendrix. And then on ambiance, Sun Ra. Yeah, some background on this quintuple featured episode. Willie Dixon was a Black American blues musician who he sang and he played the upright bass and the guitar, and he was also a record producer. But most significantly of all, he was a prolific songwriter, and his tunes have been covered by countless artists. Even though he was a black bluesman, he was fundamental to the development of rock and roll. And among other bands, the Rolling Stones were profoundly influenced by him. And we're also going to be hearing four of his Led Zeppelin songs, although it took a while for him to fully get credit for those efforts. We're going to be hearing both Willie's own versions of his songs, where he's mostly playing with Memphis Slim. And also, we're going to have a lot of other great Black American bluesmen covering his songs, like Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley, Sonny Boy Williamson. We're going back to the roots of the blues and of rock and roll. And we're going to be hearing some jazz. We're going to be hearing from Miles Davis, the great Black American jazz trumpeter, bandleader, and composer. We'll be hearing selections from his 1959 Kind of Blue album and his Sketches of Spain album, which was released in 1960. And then for our ambiance, like right now, we're going to be hearing Sun Ra and his orchestra. Sun Ra was a jazz composer and a band leader, and he played the piano and the synthesizer. And he was known for his experimental music, very cosmic, and his spaced out persona, his believing that he came from Saturn as he projected it. And well, in the past, we've had him as his own featured artist on our Spaced Out Tears of the Gods episode. And then, yes, Jimi Hendrix, perhaps the greatest electric guitarist ever. Not the hits. No, we're going to be going WMFO freeform style, diving into deep cuts from his BBC Sessions album and his 1994 posthumous blues album. And then for our audio clips from who knows where, well, one of a man who I admire tremendously, the African-American freedom fighter Malcolm X. We're going to be hearing excerpts from his speech given on January 7th, 1965, Prospects for Freedom. And that was just about a month and a half before his assassination on February 21st of 1965. You know, it's hard to overstate the influence of Black American blues musicians on rock and roll and the rest of music that came about in the 20th century. But I'm going to try to give you a flavor of that, particularly with this most prolific and important composer, Willie Dixon. The format is three half-hour-ish or so long sets with the Malcolm X excerpts mixed on top of my Miles Davis selections. So I promise you this will be a fun and educational episode. We kicked off this Black Musical History Month with Willie Dixon, accompanied by Memphis Slim, and Youth to Me was the name of that song. Well, actually, we kicked things off with Malcolm X's introduction to the Prospects for Freedom speech. And then we heard from Jimi Hendrix and his version of Manish Boy, which was originally composed by Bo Diddley, Mel London, and Muddy Waters. Backing me up right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra, and this is Somewhere Else Part 1. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with, well, who else but Willie Dixon here as we celebrate Black History Month. On WMFO in the
poverty tale. Well, my right hand ain't you. I guess money for sure. Well, my right hand ain't you. I guess money for sure. But when my left eye jumped, somebody
speaking like this, it doesn't mean that I'm anti-American. I'm not. I'm not anti-American or un-American. And I'm not saying that to defend myself, because if I was there, I'd have a right to be there after what America has done to us. This government should be lucky that our people aren't anti-American. They should get down on your hands and knees every morning and thank God that 22 million black people have not become anti-American. Because if anybody has a right to be anti-American, we have. You've given us every right. And the whole world would side with us if we became anti-American. You know, that's something to think about. But we're not anti-American. But we see we are anti or against what America is doing wrong in other parts of the world as well as here. And what she did in the Congo in 1964 is wrong. It's criminal. Criminal. And what she did to the American public to get the American public to go along with it is criminal. What she's doing in South Vietnam is criminal. She's causing American soldiers to be murdered every day, killed every day, die every day for no reason at all. That's wrong. Now, you're not supposed to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong no matter who does it or who says it. Now, if I'm anti-American for saying that, then Wayne Moore is anti-American. Church senator from somewhere out there is anti-American. A whole lot of them in Washington, D.C. is anti-American. So I'm just telling you what I read the good senator said. Saw what they did in 1964, what will they do now in 1965? If the March on Washington was supposed to lessen the explosion, and the Civil Rights Bill was designed to lessen the explosion, it's all it was designed to do. It wasn't designed to solve the problem. It was designed to lessen the explosion. Because everyone in his right mind knows there should have been an explosion. You can't have all those ingredients, those explosive ingredients that exist in Harlem and elsewhere where our people suffer, and not have an explosion. So these are devices to lessen the danger of the explosion, but not designed to remove the material that's going to explode. What will they give us in 1965? I just read where they plan to make a black cabinet member. Yes, they have a new gimmick every year. They're going to take one of their boys, black boys, and put him in the cabinet so he can walk around Washington with a cigar, fire on one end and fool on the other end. And because his immediate personal problem will have been solved, he will be the one to tell our people, look how much progress we're making.
I'm in Washington, D.C. I can have tea in the White House. I'm your spokesman. I'm your, you know, your leader. While our people are still living in Harlem in the slums, still receiving the worst form of education and the worst facilities in which to try and educate our children. This is the device that they will use. They'll make a black cabinet member. I read that's one of the gimmicks that they got going. But will it work? Can that one whom they are going to put down there step into the fire and put it out when the flames begin to leap up? When people take to the streets in their explosive mood, will that one that they're going to put in the cabinet be able to go among those people? Or they'll burn him faster than they burn the ones who've been in.
The baby called me daddy and she called me real slow. I asked her what she wanted and she said, I don't know, I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. And the nerves, man, and I tremble all in my bones. Oh, when she take me in her arms and she squeeze me tight, start to shaking in her voice and she say, everything's all right, I get it. The nervous man, I get nervous. I'm a nervous man and I tremble all in my bones. Like a lightning hit my brains. My heart beat like thunder. And she called me baby names. I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. You know, I'm a nervous man and I tremble. Oh, in my bones.
that's just to prove that you can never predict what's going to happen on the BBC World Service. Rhythm and Blues, this show is called, and here we come with a classic in that field, The Hoochie Coochie Man.
To my mother before I was born. She said, you got a boy child's coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make you girls jump and shout. Then the world gonna know what it's all about. So I'm here. Bone. I got a mojo too, baby. I got a little John the Conqueror. We're gonna jump and mess with you. I'm gonna make you a girl. Leave it by my hand. Then the world gonna know. $700 girlfriends and dollars. So don't you mess with me.
We're celebrating Black History Month here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, Non-Commercial, Community, and even sometimes Educational Radio. We have a quintuple feature lineup for you this evening, most particularly our headliner, the Black American blues bass player, guitar player, record producer, but most profoundly a songwriter, Willie Dixon. His work has been covered by so many other artists, and he's been so profoundly influential, not just on blues, but on rock and roll, as well as many other forms of music that evolved in the 20th century. We began that last set with Willie Dixon collaborating live there with Memphis Slim. That was a song called Slim's Thing from Willie's Blues album. And then Howlin' Wolf covering Willie with I Ain't Superstitious. And that song's been covered by so many other fine artists. Jeff Beck, most awesomely. And then it was another of our featured artists, the African-American jazz trumpeter, band leader, and composer Miles Davis. His song So What from his 1959 Kinda Blue album. And that was actually my Plastic Sushi Malcolm X Prospects for Freedom remix. We heard several excerpts from Malcolm X's January 7th, 1965 speech, Prospects for Freedom, in 1965, recorded pretty much a month and a half before he was assassinated. And then it was Willie Dixon singing once again, with Memphis Slim accompanying him, Nervous. And then the queen of blues, Coco Taylor, Willie Dixon playing and singing along with her on the million-selling single version of Wang Dang Doodle. Boy, what a throaty, growling voice she had. I just love that in a female singer. And then we finished off the set with the Jimi Hendrix Experience version of Willie Dixon's I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man from the BBC Sessions album. And you know, when I was entering that into our Spinitron playlist tracking system, which I rather awesomely, if you go to WMFO.org at any time, you can click your way around and find out what songs have been playing for not just the current show, but all of them going back, way back, yeah. But as I was entering that, as was the case actually for that Manish Boy song of his that I played in the intro, the previous DJs had it composed by Jimi Hendrix. No. Willie Dixon. And then Manish Boy, as we said, that was a Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Mel London composition. But yes, the roots of this, Willie Dixon, that is one of the educational points we're trying to make on this sonic educational collage episode. Willie Dixon was born in 1915, and he lived to 76 years of age. He was a big man, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, weighing more than 250 pounds. And when he moved from Mississippi to Chicago, age 19, he became a professional boxer. He sparred with Joe Louis, but he only had 4 fights, and then he decided to quit after a dispute involving payment with his manager, which if you're going to get beat up, you sure want to get paid for that. He learned to sing bass when he was a youth, and after the boxing didn't work out with a friend of his, he learned how to play the upright bass, the big double bass, also known as the doghouse bass, and he became quite a success of that. You know, it's hard to overstate the importance of his songwriting. We're going to be hearing in the next set 2 of his Led Zeppelin songs, and then in the set that follows, that we're going to be hearing 2 more, and I think one of the things is, if you're a Led Zeppelin fan, one of the aha moments, and that's what I try to do a lot on these sound collages with all the audio clips and all of the other things, is to give you aha moments where there's this sort of, you know, craziness. You hear something and maybe you like it and you don't know what it is, but it's just like the collapse of the quantum function in quantum mechanics, where suddenly there's all this chaos in the miasma, and then you realize it, and it's like, aha. I hope you have some of those in this episode with realizing Willie Dixon's musical composition genius. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing from all of our featured artists and freedom fighters. And I've got a really great Jimi Hendrix jam in this mix. It's called Born Under a Bad Sign from his blues album. And it's just outstanding. We're going to also be hearing Howlin' Wolf covering a Rolling Stones hit, Little Red Rooster, that was, of course, written by Willie Dixon. Another Miles Davis piece, this one from the 1960 Sketches of Spain album, and mixed on top of the era, is not going to be Malcolm X, but instead an excerpt from Martin Luther King's Christmas 1967 sermon, Killing for Peace. And, well, let me say, when it comes to things like that in the 1960s, I'm much more Malcolm X than I am Martin Luther King. But this is a great clip, and yes, both of them were great freedom fighters. And thanks going out to Chuck Yu for bringing my attention to that MLA clip in one of his broadcasts on our sister station, WMBR. MIT's radio station, leftmost on your Boston dial. And we'll be hearing, too, a Sonny Boy Williamson cover of a Willie Dixon song, and Muddy Waters, too. All that and more as we celebrate Black History Month with music and some rhetoric here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform.
Tell nobody, and don't you tell nobody, don't you tell nobody, baby, what we done done. Well, you made me weep and you made me moan, you made me do things that I knew was wrong, you made me jump and you made me shout early in the morning, you knocked me out. But don't you tell nobody, don't you tell.
tell nobody.